Well, returning now to developments in the Kerry Babies case, as it's known, we can talk to journalist Maurice McDonough, who covered all of this for the Kerryman newspaper back in the early and mid-1980s and indeed subsequently, and she's on the line now. Maurice, thanks very much indeed for taking our call. The start, if you like, of this saga was the discovery of this baby boy. We were talking about it earlier, 5 days old, known as Baby John. The child was discovered dead, stabbed to death on a beach in Carrick. Something in itself which would have, I'm sure at the time, have been a simply shocking discovery.
Absolutely shocking, Brian. Yeah, it was described as a frenzy. So obviously the Gardaí launched a major investigation, which I suppose the obvious line of inquiry for them were women who may have had concealed pregnancies around that time. And as we all know, this led them to Joanne Hayes, who actually had been admitted to Tralee Hospital on, funnily enough, April the 14th, the day that Baby John was discovered in Carrizavine. So Joanne had very obviously given birth recently. She denied that to staff at the hospital. And the guards, I suppose, just focused their attention on her. She was probably a marked woman from that stage on, you know.
She was arrested. Members of her family were arrested. And she was charged with the murder, wholly wrongly.
Yeah, mine. And as we all know now, she was charged with the murder of the baby found in Carrizavine on the 1st of May 1984. And we also obviously know that she had told Garley during her questioning that she had given birth to a baby on the family farm, but it was her baby, not the same baby. And at that stage, initially, the guards seemingly didn't go out to search the land, but the day after Joanne was charged with murder, her baby's body was discovered on the family land at Abbeydurney, which, of course, is about 80 kilometres from where the other baby was found in Carrizavine.
And then Gardaí came up with various theories, including that the babies were twins.
Yes, this was everybody, I suppose, who remembers, the tribunal remembers that word, super fecundation, which this was one of the amazing theories they put forward, that Joanne was pregnant with twins by two different fathers. This was obviously to explain the disparity.
We've re-established our contact with Maurice McDonough. Maurice, sorry, we lost your line there. You were just taking us through the events of all those years ago in relation to the Kerry Babies case. And the Kerry Babies Tribunal, which sought or was commissioned to investigate the conduct of the Garda investigation, the wrongful arrest and charging of Joanne Hayes, but which, when I think Joanne Hayes made it very clear, she felt turned into a proxy trial of her.
Yes, it did. She's right about that, because I think the whole point was people were surprised by the way it unfolded, because we know that Joanne and five members of the Hayes family actually signed statements, confessing to things that they just couldn't have done. She said she had murdered the Carrizavine baby. Other members of the family gave details about concealing the baby and throwing the baby into the sea off the Dingle Peninsula. So obviously the focus one would have expected would have been on that, but as you know, it turned into more an examination of Joanne's private life. And of course, I suppose the atmosphere was very different in the early 1980s. You must remember this all these events happened just a few months after Anne Lovett and her newborn baby died in Granard in County Longford. So it was a totally different atmosphere, and Joanne was, over the 77 days of the tribunal, she came across very much as the person who was in the dock, I suppose.
Mm. And it took a long time for her to achieve a full vindication, a state apology in 2020, yes. Isn't that right? And also a ruling from the courts that the tribunal record would include all of that, would include her vindication.
That's right, yeah, that's right. I think it was probably just a year or two earlier when Joanne was officially ruled out as the mother of the Carrizavine baby, as it was called. And then in 2018, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar apologised to her. And in December 2020, I think it was, the family got a declaration from the courts saying that all findings of wrongdoing against them were unfounded and incorrect. And then, I suppose she was very much vindicated at that stage.
And now perhaps a further development in all of this. But for the moment, Maurice McDonough, thank you very much for that.